You're listening to the show about tweed onesies and sweaty goodberries held in feathery hands. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Greg, and I play Dew.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina, the fastest banana shirt this side of the Bear Toggle River.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
A turd, I sound like.
Someone out there is writing it down in the next grievance they have against you.
Uh-huh. I just realized I added regular water to this seltzer water.
Oops. Now it's just flat seltzer water.
I'm really sad.
That'd be an interesting mixer.
It's real special. It's called tap seltz. It's like the new trend.
The seltzer, a little too intense for you. Well, do I have the answer for you? I need some work.
We can tweak it. These dogs are going to be fighting as we record. That's fun.
They'll get settled.
Guys, it's not time for playing at 8:30 at night. It's time for sleeping when you're an old person like me. Can you fill my water for me?
With what kind? Should I do half water and half seltzer this time?
Yes, do that.
No, what do you want?
Just water. I just want regular fucking water. I had seltzer in there before, and that's what I'm saying. I'm stupid, and I did the wrong thing. And I think I'm running over something. Damn, what is going on? Damn! So what's up with you? What's going on?
Not too terribly much. I'm trying to extort Indian Abbey so that they will... They don't know how to join the call, and I'm trying to get them to give me money to tell them how to join the call.
That's amazing. For real? They don't know...
They're saying, how do we get into the call?
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I guess, just say we're already recording. We're already playing.
Wait, where's my video?
It was
you
there.
You can't see my... Oh! Weird. Okay. Mm. He's on his way, as per usual. I think you should take away one gold piece for every minute he's late.
I'm cool with that.
You're losing. You've lost 8 gold pieces so far. 15 gold pieces so
while
far.
While we're waiting, we can tell them about this.
What is this? What is it? Oh.
He's coming.
Okay.
He's got scotch in a glass.
So, yeah. So, Eric, would you want me to say it? Because I'm the one who talks.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. You just slid it over like it was a secret.
What is it? Week? 3 days ago, someone created a subreddit for Pork Fried Dice just out of the
Nuh-uh. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Nuh-uh.
And Adam was like, that's a whole other
and right now, so far, the members are the creator and Adam.
Yep!
Nuh-uh. That's even better than the news that someone created. That is so funny.
Yeah. Adam, because I was saying to Adam, like, I'm so scared of this. Like, it's more attention and it means, like, more people are listening and stuff. And Adam's like, and I was like, what if people say mean things on there? Like, I can never look. And Adam was like, well, what would you rather have? Like, people being positive and stuff, and then every once in a while someone says something mean, or would you rather have it be vacant forever? And I was like, well, it's probably going to be vacant forever, so that, like...
But the fact that it was created...
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Someone went to the time, they put the art as the thing, and they put some cover, like a banner art, it just used the cartoons that you drew or whatever.
Yeah, so nice.
It was me. No, just kidding.
I knew you were God of Thunder 73.
Yeah, God of Thunder 73. We don't know who that is, but thanks, God of Thunder 73. We think you're great.
Oh, man. We really do. Did you hear that? Of course you didn't hear it, because you're late and you don't have your
people
headphones
join
on.
It. We haven't mentioned it on
we
Twitter or Facebook
it.
Or anything.
Yeah,
people
because
would.
We were like...
There's a subreddit.
What do we do?
There's a subreddit thread that someone created about Pork Fried Dice. And there are only 2 people in it.
Because, like, that's the thing. Like, I feel like somebody would have to say something. Like, nobody's going to, I don't know. I mean, the weird thing is, too, like, we have different social media locations. Some people are subscribed to us on both, and some people are only on one or the other. And so it's like, well, I know. Oh, the kids are still fucking up. So it's like, I know that.
Is that what that noise was?
Yeah, their butts. They don't want to go to sleep.
Can you hear us, by the way? Bye.
Yes, we can hear you. Alex hasn't spoken yet, so.
So, yes. We can hear you, like always.
Can you speak?
Hello. That's always, it's like a sound effect. I don't think that was really Alex.
That's on my soundboard.
I was going to say, was that on Eric's soundboard? But yeah, like, shoot. I don't know what I was going to say. It was about the Reddit thing, wasn't it?
Probably. You've been freaking out about it.
I am freaked out about it, because it's crazy. But it's
Listen, really it's nice. Like love.
Mm, okay.
When you're in love.
Philadelphia? Oh, sorry. The idea.
When you're in love, you always... What?
I didn't say anything.
Freaking nailed it.
She was hoping that Alex would say something to supplement so she could get away with it.
Oh, what was that? What was the second half of what I was saying? Say it a little louder.
I wanted to make sure he wasn't about to misinterpret what I was going to say. I can tell on his face when he is.
Go ahead. Please.
Oh, he's looking. Oh, look. No, how to make kimchi fried rice.
Wait. When you're in love.
No. No, don't look that up.
When you're in love with a man.
So, can you see us, by the way? Because our video is not working.
Yes.
So you can see me rolling my eyes. Good, because that's important.
Zoomed in on your left eye, actually. It's like
when you're in love and things hurt, but you're like, I would rather have been in love than hurt than not to be in love at all, right?
Are we talking about when Alex kicks you in Taekwondo?
That was like urgent care love. Yes.
Are we talking about former relationships?
What?
Oh my god!
Oh no! This is terrible, guys.
Oh no!
I should
really
have never
nice,
said
Abby.
Anything.
I just like the idea of love equaling kimchi fried rice. That sounds about right to me.
That was
you got distracted, Eric, from my true point.
It's an experience so going in and coming out. All right, you ready? Something new's coming. Ready?
No.
I really want to.
No, dang it, that wasn't new. I kept it because I was scared to get rid of that.
Sweet.
Go away. All right, now I have to look to see what I put where.
Are you worried that we're going to hate the new one?
Oh, okay, here we go.
You know, Eric, it's
you
like
probably
love.
Uh-oh. It keeps going. This is the game now. We're trapped.
There you
this
go.
Is the game now.
Don't worry, I have a short version, but that was the first time I played
it. Hey, nice!
So it has to be the long one.
I thought there was going to be like a gunshot, and you were going to say like, and we're off! Like, I thought you were going to be
finally free of KT!
No! I hate you.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. I didn't write a recap, but I...
Oh, no!
No, I did everything else. I'm looking forward.
I have one! Oh. I have my notes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Loose Chain.
Yes.
The Bear Toggle Delta.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Brovia is a pocket place in its own dimension. We came from the Forgotten Realms, but no longer. Six Rivers! Big country. Almost a continent. Six city-states formed around the rivers, borders formed by watersheds. The capital is Carnivar!
Carnivar!
I have a different
okay, I'm going to defer to Eric's... Eric? You're not Eric, you're Alex.
That's his new name.
We're all going to get really confused.
Gonna trade names.
I have Bear Toggle. It's one word and runs north.
Okay.
Half of that is true.
I have down. Yes.
I do remember. I do remember that discussion.
Oh, no.
I have Worm. It's a river and a city state and a city and an animal.
Lame.
All right, sorry, but
yeah, Worm.
It's true.
Bufflin. I thought it was Buffett.
Bufflin.
It's Bufflin,
Carnivar, and Gully's End. I wrote them all down.
Yeah.
For Carnivar, I somehow wrote, what here? Bum bag?
Bum bag?
Bum bag! My bum what? Bag!
Oh, for the fanny pack?
Oh. For the fanny. Pack. For the lanky pack.
Anyway.
Oh, by the way, guys, I want to say something that I realized after our last session. We literally said nothing about Nick dying. We didn't bury him.
I know. I was thinking about the
final
same thing.
Episode. Very upset about Link.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I know.
The new character did. The new character said, I hear that you had to bury two of your own in the last session. So the guy who knew nothing about it is the one who's like, I'm sorry for both of your losses.
Oh my gosh. Yep, exactly. Yes. So we were like, oh my god, we're so sad about Lank.
We're all...
Fuck that other guy.
We're all standing there with, like... We're like looking at our hands and we have one finger up and we're trying to raise the other and we're trying to remember.
Well, the sad part is that I remember I specifically said I went down to get Nat's body. So I remembered Nat. Poor Nick. Like, we have to have... come on.
But to be honest, we've been preparing for Nick's death for the entire 3 years.
Yeah. We have been fighting tooth and nail to prevent it.
Yes.
Well, and Eric has been fighting us fighting Nick's death.
Yes.
So he gave us the remove curse. He let us have the remove curse and unwerewolf, but we had no chance after that. So we basically knew it was going to happen.
Right.
Listen, I didn't kill Nick. That was Esmeralda / Madame Eva.
Stop with that dumb joke, because you totally did, because we couldn't have even done anything. You planned the shit out of that. There's no way. We would have had to, like, be the best Dungeons & Dragons players ever to remember to roll some kind of check to see if Nick was alive.
Eric. How many days has it been since... How many days has it been since he died?
The same amount as Lank.
Yeah, because I guess it was the same day. We just forgot about him.
It was.
No, but how many days have passed? Not many.
No, not too many.
Can we actually have taken care of him?
Okay, then I can race him.
Yeah. Oh, go jump off the dirigible and... Or dirigible. What do you say, Greg? Come on, what do we say?
Dirigible!
Oh, it's dirigible.
Dirigible? Isn't that what I said the first time? Not dirigible. I said dirigible the second time.
Yeah, you were
time.
Right. That's why I didn't spit and yell at you.
Wait, it's not dirigible?
It's not dirigible. Maybe that's like a British thing.
It's usually pronounced dirigible.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I've always said, but I didn't know if I was being stupid.
Blows
I
my mind.
Feel like I
dirigible is the noun. Dirigible is usually an adjective.
What?
What would it describe?
Something. It's the steerable.
Oh, wow. Because
that's where it gets its name from, the verb to steer in French.
That's amazing.
Dirigible.
Dirige in French is to steer.
Abigail.
Oh, that's true.
Abigail.
So that was a great recap. Everybody's all caught up.
Yeah, we're good. Oh, we went on the good ship Airberry. Airship Goodberry.
The good ship Airberry.
Goodberry.
Good ship Airberry.
Good ship.
What about
Airberry?
Yes. And they're the owls.
Yes. There were two on the top.
The psychic owls.
Yeah, they talked to us in our minds.
Yeah, they did.
And then there was the guy.
After you screamed at them.
I know.
Hey! What are you doing?
Yeah. That's where we talked to owls. And then Bathwack pushed the window out of the blimp.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
There was a person in a hood, which I'm interested in. There's an elven or half-elven family?
Mm-hmm.
A half-elven family! It's Nick's family! Did I just give it away?
They're here to ask why you didn't bother to raise him.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
I think you probably guessed it.
I wonder, because his reaction was a little weird. I don't know. But it's a half-elven family. There's the guy that's like, I work for the company that owns these blimps. Uh-huh. Or this blimp. I don't know if there's others.
The inspector.
The inspector.
Yep.
There was... shit. You need to write some recaps, yo, because we're...
No, this is great. I didn't have to work for any of this.
An old human woman who was knitting. I wrote that down.
Yep. You did. Because it's true.
And then this guy that came in with jet black skin, who's a half-orc. Who the fuck is that guy? It's Gray, get it?
he's the only one who remembered that Nick died.
Yeah, he's the guy that reminded us of Nick.
Apparently he's the only one who's sorry about it.
Yeah, yeah. Because I like how you said it.
Because Eric sure as shit is not sorry about it.
Yeah.
Glenn LaRue. Glenn LaRue.
No, it's dirigible.
That's where you came from.
Oh yeah, Glenn.
Yeah, the gnome is pronounced that dirigible.
by the way, it was pointed out to me that last time I did not let Greg actually describe his new character. I think it was mostly from a place of me trying to keep people guessing as to who Greg's character was, even though it was pretty obvious. So I wanted to.
I'm the one who can talk.
Well, you all went right up to the hooded guy and were like, "Hey, what's up?" I thought you might suspect that was Greg's character.
Oh well.
And that was shut down pretty quickly. Yep. he's the airship.
Oh, of course.
He's the good ship Airberry.
The good ship Airberry.
I didn't even think of that until now, and now I'm pissed.
So
I would have been a blimp.
I wanted to let you, because it was a very simplistic description I gave of Dew.
Well, because he and Bathrock are playing cards right now, right? That's what they were saying.
That was where we last left our.
So what do you look like when you're playing cards?
I'm going to look very similar to how I look when I'm not playing cards.
Oh.
The difference will be that I'm sitting down and playing cards.
But I thought it would be good, because you had a pretty good, I mean, I think I said this a little bit before, but Greg nailed it with all of his character creation stuff.
I'm so excited.
Including his description, so I didn't want that to go lost, because I'm terrible at describing anything. Even though you gave me a full written description that I could have just read.
which I'm desperately looking for right now.
You let the player describe their character, so yeah.
So, you search around for a little while.
I've got it. I'm skipping through all the backstory.
How tall are you?
I am, I already went past. I am, I don't know why I gave myself this height, 6'10".
What?
10. Yeah, he's an half orc.
I'm 6'10.
Imagine.
Turn up your volume.
Ooh, who's taller, Bathwack or Dew?
Yeah.
I was just looking that up.
Yeah. I was just editing it to say 6'11.
Asking, who's got a bigger coequia? That's what we're really wondering about here.
All right, everyone
bigger
take off your shells.
Oh, man. Man, you're 3 inches taller than me.
Whoa! All right, you're the dwarf now.
Oh, you're the new light.
Yeah, basically now Bathwack and Rafina are the same height. They used to be lank.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
You're the ones who are going to get lost walking through tall grass.
How tall would you be if you were a whole orc, man?
If I was a whole orc?
Well,
would you be like 12 by 2?
Yeah.
6'10" and a half.
At Dunkin' Donuts, they call those munchkin orcs.
Aww.
Anyway.
Yes, he's quite tall. I am quite tall.
That's right.
Me, in real
the character.
Life.
All right. No more out of character talk. You are quite tall. Tell me more about yourself.
Quite tall. 15 years old, which is 22, about 22 years old in human equivalent. Orcs, half orcs and orcs grow up faster than humans do. I don't know. Half orc is obvious. I'm looking through here. Distinguishing between backstory. Very... Just, yes, the jet black skin we talked about, the jet black hair, has a
you
fair
need
amount
the thing
of...
that you sent me?
Do you no, need... I have it. I'm just because I'm like, they wouldn't know like half of this stuff
right,
just from
yeah.
looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what I said last time.
I know.
You said very little. I said
you said
most
you have green eyes, or you said he has green eyes. Is that true, Greg? Or did Eric
I
lie?
Do have green eyes.
Okay, green eyes.
Which, The assumption is that I inherited that from my human parent, whichever one of my parents was human.
Ooh. Oh yeah, is a half orc always like human an orc? Is that always what a half-orc is?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I never really thought about
that. I don't think they're, like, dragonborn and orc, but
yeah,
I mean,
could you be, like, half-dragonborn? I mean, I guess maybe their parts don't work together. I don't know.
Depends on the size of that cloaca.
Yeah. They've tried many times.
I am more than twice your age. Dude, I'm your father.
Where'd he get his height from, though?
Probably his orcish parent. he does not look as imposing as even a half-orc typically would, certainly not as imposing as a full orc would.
Oh. Why?
Why?
Yeah. What do you mean?
What I mean is that usually they look menacing, like okay. Right off the bat. He does not have a menacing visage. Oh. I introduced Lank that way with talk about his kindly face.
Yeah, his face is clean and kindly.
Dude's face, you wouldn't describe it as kindly, but it may look kindly only because you would expect a half-orc's face to be more leering and awful.
Okay.
His is softer and awful.
Because of your nose piercing that makes it so gentle.
You have a nose piercing?
Well, probably the most, if you know anything about half-orcs, which you probably don't, but I don't know, are half-orcs common?
I think so.
Where we're from? Yeah,
I think that half-orcs...
Will would have been familiar with half-orcs.
I definitely know some half-orcs, yeah.
Relative to the more common half-orc, Dew would be very... His attire and just his general keeping would be of a much higher quality than you would expect from either orc or half-orc.
Hmm.
His clothes and armor very well made. He's got a lot of purely ornamental, like little rings, and the most significant piece would be a silver amulet that he wears on necklace. But it's clearly the sort of thing that would not be even orcish in origin. Somebody else made it for him.
Cool.
So
and since
vain.
I already mentioned I was looking for gnomes, it looks gnomish.
Yeah, okay.
But are very tall, very muscular, and is carrying a large longbow.
Are the clothes like regular clothes that like a person would wear? Or like are they like... You said well-made. What does that mean? Are you wearing a suit is really what I'm asking. Am I the only person? No,
is kidding. Will jealous?
I know. How jealous am I about your attire?
Are the pants, do they have the double seam?
Are they satin lined?
He's wearing a cummerbund.
Where?
But nothing else. Yeah, no. Where?
Where it matters most. Just to leave a little bit to
around
the imagination.
Your head!
That's like Nick. Is Nick here? He's not a ghost.
The clothing is appropriate for somebody who spends a lot of time outdoors. The colors are muted. But when I say well made, it's that they're like very finely made. Mm-hmm. That all the stitching is intricate. I almost said articulate, intricate. The fabric is of a high quality, but it's very clearly been made specifically for him, like tailor fit.
Oh my gosh, I like it.
Sculpted to those abs.
Yes, they invented spandex.
And he's got
those gnomes. he's got abs. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm writing down abs.
He's got
abs.
He's got a cape, red tights.
No, okay, never mind.
Don't I see you writing things down. I'm sorry.
He does have a hat.
Go slower.
He does have a hat.
He has a hat? What kind of hat?
He does have a hat. It's not something that you would necessarily notice right away because I think this is almost verbatim from the description. It is small.
Oh, really?
It's a gnomish hat, but it'd be the right, you know, like gnomes wear the conical.
No way, really?
But it's proportionate to a gnome. So on his 6'10" frame, and it's also very similar to the color of his hair. So you would not, if the thing you would look most similar to, honestly, would be a yarmulke.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Okay.
It's pointier. It's pointier than a yarmulke, but
and it's black?
That would be like.
Like your hair?
It's like a silvery black mix.
Oh, wow.
But he's got a lot of hair. It sort of disappears.
I love it. Okay. Sorry. I wanted to know all these things. I'm so
excited.
Oh,
no, no, that's fine. That's fine.
I'm staring
plus you're
going
to have
you.
To draw the... the.
I do. I
oh, that's
know.
True, too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let me see. How many fingers and toes does he have? Uh-huh. Tell me right now. No, I'm just sorry.
He's never counted.
I'm just going to put censored bars over his appendages.
Oh, he can't count?
Abby, did you say something?
She asked if he can't count.
Oh.
Yeah, I just said that I was asking whether or not he could count.
Oh, he can. He just had never
counted
down his fingers and toes.
He can count. He just never has.
I've always said that Beck has three fingers, but that's because he counts 1, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3.
He's a centipede. He has so many fingers. He walks on them. Oh my god, I'm really, really
sort of like
about
counting
that.
To the center of a Tootsie Pop. 1, 2, 3. I will say 3.
Oh my gosh, I have to amend so
the
many
other
times.
Thing I will he has I mentioned that he has like the ornamentation. It's mostly in like silver work.
Ooh.
But it's intricate. It's rings and earrings and things like that. He has 2 identical tattoos.
Ooh.
On his wrists. They are super bright red, like unusually bright red for somebody with jet black skin. It's like, what
Whoa.
Could you possibly use to make something that red? And at a distance, it just looks like that it's a tattoo of rope. It looks like rope.
Ooh, rope.
And right. It's like a candy apple red, basically, right? Like Coca-Cola
yeah.
red.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
It's Coca-Cola.
Dew is sponsored by Coca-Cola. That's why he's named Dew. Is Mountain Dew owned by Coca-Cola?
Listeners,
because
if
they are.
We considered setting up a Patreon, but we thought this was the easier route. Getting Coca-Cola to sponsor us.
They're owned by Pepsi. They're owned by Pepsi. Damn it.
All right, the tattoos are blue now.
The tattoos are blue. His full name is Do KFC Pizza Hut.
That's amazing. I love your restaurants.
In quotes.
Yeah, yeah. Your restaurants, exactly.
They deliver such fine dining experiences.
We're never going to get sponsored now. Shut up.
They can't see the quotes.
You just talk really weird. Nice.
Yeah, like usual.
Everything he's wearing, top to toe is bright blue and has a weird circle symbol on it. It's like half red, half blue.
Oh my gosh. Suddenly we're in Wayne's World. I will not bow to any sponsor.
For some reason, Bob Dole is following you around. Is that the right one? Is that the right one?
Yep, that's the right one, because
okay,
I was just about to say
sure.
that he... Dew's hair is on fire.
Oh,
that's more sad. Does anybody get that reference?
No.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's hair caught fire filming getting ready for the Pepsi halftime show, and then he was on painkillers for that when he died.
Oh, so, no kidding. I didn't realize that.
Let's get back to the funny stuff. Dew is just covered with, like, crispy chicken tenders and...
Oh my gosh, wait! There is a meal on the flight. It's not just Good Berries. KFC chicken tenders.
He offered you rabbit jerky, which in the KFCs in Barovia, they sell rabbit jerky.
Oh my gosh.
Rabbit jerky.
This is amazing. I love all of this. I'm so excited.
I think those are all of the salient points about Dew. Because I told he mentioned last time he was looking for a village of gnomes who went missing, and mm-hmm. what he's wearing looks gnomish. So
right.
there's that tie-in.
Yep. Mm. The Sherlock Holmeses of you will be stroking your chins at this point.
Uh-oh, what did he say? I was trying to look at my notes and make sure I was up to
you
date.
You agreed to what with what he was saying,
Wait,
so you
I
should
did?
Know. Yeah, you said, mm-hmm.
Oh, I probably did hear it then, but it's already out of my head, because that's how my brain works. It's terrible, you guys.
He said he was looking for a gnomish village, and his clothes look gnomish made.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, so he's half gnome.
That's why he's even close to being as short as Bathwack.
I'm 6'10", but then you notice that I'm only standing on one leg, and my other leg is 8 inches long. Oh, no. I inherited this from my gnomer side.
I want to hear more about the tattoos. They're just ropes? Are they tied in knots?
They just look like you, if you had tied a rope around your wrist several times.
Hmm. Oh, so it goes all the way around your arm.
Just the wrist.
Yeah.
Here. Okay. Listeners, you can't see, but I'm pointing out my wrist on the camera for everyone.
Here!
yeah, that's the...
Okay.
I was sort of making an assumption that Duo only has two parents, but maybe that's not how gnomes... Could he have a gnomish parents as well?
No, nobody's asked Duo about the birds and the bees, where he comes from.
It's going to be a long flight. We might as well settle into some good conversation.
In his village, they call it the birds and the birds and the birds and the bees.
Wait, well, no, actually, since what? It's Barovia, it's the bats and the bats and the rats and the rats and the rats.
Bats and rats and bats and rats.
And one wolf. And one single and wolf.
Yeah, of course. A wicked, wicked, wicked wolf.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, this is a good session.
Yeah. Good.
Who? Why?
Oh, wait, should we play now?
Why hasn't someone taken charge? Like, what is going on right now?
Eric, go!
No, we were just accomplishing
I'm
something.
I'm glad that Greg got to do what he was supposed to be allowed to do at the beginning.
Right.
At the beginning
I'm glad
of
I got
thing.
To review my notes.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
The recap has been completed.
Oh, I think I did mention this last time, but overdue's clothing are.
And skin.
There's like a motif of green leaves.
Green leaves.
Small green triangular leaves.
Don't overdo it.
It's over pretty much everywhere on it. Like, not that he's green all over, but they're spread all over him.
And his skin or just clothes?
Clothes, skin, hair.
Skin. What?
Shoes.
Wait, how is it on your hair?
And how is it on your skin?
Well,
like
you'd
tattoos?
Have to ask.
Are they leaves? Like real leaves? Or like decorative leaves?
I don't know. Have you tasted one?
Hey, I'm asking what it looks like. Does he look like he walked through a thicket and it's just stuck to him? Or like, does it look like it's part of his style?
It's the leaves are flat against him. So if he walked through a thicket, the leaves have like compressed onto him.
Yeah, but maybe you had glue on you and you walked through a thicket and that's what you do in your gnome.
You went through a thicket with glue
friends.
And then you went through a compressor that's pushed everything down to the glue on your skin.
I love the word thicket.
I used to be 4'7". Then I went into the compressor. I'm a little taller.
Wait,
it only
so,
came in at the middle, so I sort of squished out at both ends.
Are they actual leaves?
Are you asking me this in character?
Okay, excuse me, sir.
Yeah, where are we playing, Eric?
All of a sudden!
Can you say, well, set the table. Set right. the table!
Set
Give me
the
a fork!
All right.
God damn it! Don't make me
Everyone
talk tonight
has
at all.
Good berries.
Yeah. Mine are fermented.
So yeah, you guys went on the airship. It took off. It's pulled by these two hippogriffs. There's the two envelopes above supporting the actual cabin.
Mm-hmm. I had that in my notes.
Yep. There's a door to the front of the airship where the captain goes to steer, maybe, tend to the hippogriffs, and smoke a blunt. You have no idea. there is a door in the rear of the cabin that... I don't know if anybody physically saw it or were told leads to bunks. There are bunk beds
I
in there.
I went back there and checked it out.
Yep.
Because I was disturbed.
And then otherwise, there's just the main cabin full of comfortable seating. You were all fed a fully satisfying meal of a single good berry each. Served to you upon the grandiose...
Sweaty hand of an owl.
Sweaty. There was no sweat at all.
Okay.
It was dry as a mummy's hand.
Wow.
Hand.
Weird.
Smelled of ancient spices.
Whoa, wait a second.
But yeah, that was about it.
Okay.
So that's where we are.
Okay.
At the end of last session, someone proposed to someone... About
they did?
Playing.
Congratulations!
Hey! This was over in Gully's End. You have no idea that it happened. I'm just sort of mentioning that, you know. People were born, people died. Yep. It was a normal day in the lives of the citizens of Six Rivers.
Okay.
But a card game mm-hmm. was suggested
mm-hmm.
to someone by someone.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's about it. So you're now free to move about the cabin.
Wow. Okay.
In a sense.
For reals.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to take a break.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, suddenly Rafina notices these at least leaf-shaped markings all over Dew's clothing and body and hair.
I hate to interrupt this card game that may or may not be taking place between the two.
I don't even know if the cards have been gotten out yet, but...
But I was curious about these apparent leaves that are apparently all over your body.
Are those leaves? Dew looks down at his arms. Oh, pishlshish, he says, and starts plucking the leaves off of his skin.
Whoa, pishlshish.
Oh, here, allow me to help you. And
Thank
I start
you.
Plucking them off of you from where I can reach, which is your kneecap.
I was trapped in a thicket of these grabby triangles for quite some time.
We got to use the word thicket!
As you start pulling them off, you do find they are very grabby, Rafina.
Oh, it's got me!
It's like Chevy Chase after he cuts down the tree and he's reading a magazine at night in bed in
That's
Christmas
amazing.
Vacation.
They're
Get this off me!
They are pernicious. They are the, I didn't realize I still had so many on me.
What is the antidote to these things? Do we have to burn them off with a spell?
No. They'll dry up eventually, and I mean, I only got out of the thicket just before coming here, so they'll, once they've had a little bit of time, they'll curl.
Did you, do we have to, like, are they good for food?
No, I don't think so. No, I think they're not typically that much of a problem. I'd never encountered a thicket this large, and this pernicious
thicket.
He's picking off leaves where he can reach them.
Well,
he gives up after a moment.
Is this sort of thicket, this sort of pernicious thicket, native to your land, your home, I mean?
Oh, grabby triangle? Grabby triangle is quite common. It doesn't usually grow in such a wide area. It's usually more confined. But it's benign, unless it... apparently, if it grabs you too hard. I was in that thicket for a while. He's still picking at his, like, clothes and skin.
There's some on your hair.
I think that's a lost cause. To demonstrate, he grabs one of the triangles and gives it a good yank. It doesn't even shake. It doesn't even move. And as he grabs one of the triangles, it like pulls along several others with it. So he actually has about half of his hair up, connected by triangles.
That's terrifying.
I still had an easy ability to share photos, I could share an image of Grabby Triangle. But
did you take a picture of Grabby Triangle?
It has a real life. I shouldn't say real life. Sorry.
This is real life.
It has a parallel in our dimension.
Venus flytraps.
Really?
No, that's called Mile a Minute Vine.
Oh, looking it up.
It's not quite as grabby in our world as in...
It's less pernicious.
It's less pernicious. But it will, if you walk through it, it will grab. And it will trip you up.
Are they actually triangles? Asiatic tear thumb.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, they totally are triangular.
It does look like little triangles. I love it.
And they're invasive.
Oh, I hate
Polygonum perforatium.
I think that means grabby polygons.
Grabby polygons, yes. So grabby triangles is very accurate.
That is super cute. I love it. Oh
this
my gosh.
This is a nice botany lesson. I like this.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for pointing out that I have... retain some souvenirs.
I hope they don't pull on your hair. I guess you can just wait for them to dry up.
Yes, it shouldn't take them long once they're disconnected from the vine.
So it's a plant. It's not an animal, right? It's not carnivorous. It's not a carnivorous plant.
No, it is a plant. And it just happens to have a lot of spines on one side of the leaf that will not let go.
Oh, I'd like to invent Velcro right now.
So, Bathwack, your card-playing partner suddenly got distracted by lots of grabby triangles.
Yeah, so are we underway? We're completely underway, right?
Oh, you've been underway for some time, yes.
Yeah. Is there an empty table nearby?
Yeah, there's different...
What's around me?
The airship does not seem to be near at capacity.
Hmm.
There's plenty of places for you to sort of establish yourself and different, you know, surfaces for things like playing cards and whatnot.
Oh, we lost him.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait.
There he is.
Ah!
Not sure what happened there. Did I miss anything?
No, I think you were just saying there's plenty of tables and stuff.
Yeah, Bathwack asked if there was a table, and I said yes.
Are there any, like, is this just one little room, and how, like, confined is it? Like, how, not confined, how, are there any private area?
No.
Like, is there any privacy whatsoever?
No.
No booths? Mm-mm. Or, like, so literally we're
picture
all just staring at each other.
Much nicer, but picture, like, a waiting room.
Oh, no!
In terms of, like, openness.
Apparently, that's not a good sign.
Again, well, much nicer, much more comfortable.
Okay.
But, like, that...
Is there velvet? Are there velvet curtains?
Yeah.
Are there velvet chairs?
Yeah.
Are you joking with me?
No!
So everything is velvet?
Not everything.
Is there leather?
Yeah.
What does it smell like?
Leather and velvet.
So I feel as though I am in an appropriate location, not like I just got trapped in a 7-Eleven or something.
There is a Slurpee. Otherwise, the similarities end there. The Slurpee machine is
okay.
It. Otherwise, not at all like a 7-Eleven.
Is it a Goodberry Slurpee flavor or is it other
fucking
flavors?
Work.
Damn it!
You're making
There's
me
no
thirsty
need.
Again.
I just was curious, like, if I have to, if I was hearing that, if I wasn't with him, because I was sitting somewhere else. Like, I was
sitting somewhere else. Yep, I'm sure you were literally as far away from everybody as you possibly could be.
Well, Bathwack's with him, so I'm trying to sit somewhere else. I just was wondering if I was hearing, because I would be interested if they're talking to him. I just wanted to know what I heard of that. Like,
I mean, it didn't sound like they were keeping things on the DL.
Okay.
And if you were... If you wanted to be paying attention, you probably could have heard most, if not all, of
okay,
that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So now you know about the leaves.
Okay. Awesome.
But yes, Bathwack, there's a table.
Yeah, I just would have been also scanning the room where there are doors in the front where there's the cabin in the front, there are the bunks in the back, and then there are doors on the sides which are now closed where we
correct. Can... Yeah, there's a.
And
door
these are all our ways out. That we don't have to make ourselves.
Plus, you've noticed the windows are very easy to push out, so...
Yeah.
In a pinch.
And all the people that we noticed when we entered the room before, are they all still there and more or less where they were? Or has anything changed?
Yeah, pretty much. Everybody seems to be kind of keeping to themselves, at least at this point. People have, you know... Like I suggested, Will could do, have sort of established themselves in their own little spots, if you will.
Right.
Except for Hank. Mm-hmm. He seems to be still, at least, you think with this being a multi-week journey, this might settle down, but right now he seems to still be sort of roving about, poking here and there. He's ducked back into the bunk room a few times. He's even attempted to try to go up front, but the door is locked and the captain doesn't seem to at least be willing to let him in.
Mm.
Though he's not trying too hard. He's not rapping upon the door and demanding to be let in or anything like that.
Yeah, and so we can't see the captain through the door? Or we can?
No.
No, we can't see him. And we can't see the other owl humanoids who were.
They're on top of the cabin. The room has sort of stations for them. So yeah, the top is not clear, but if you think to look there, you do see what you think might be their way to get in. Mm-hmm. There is a hatch near the rear door that leads to the bunks in the ceiling.
Oh, it's in the ceiling.
Yes.
Hmm. While they're still Do and everyone are still chatting, I guess I'm going to meander over there just to inspect that hatch. I'm not going to if I can get away with it, I'll prod at it, and then I'll come back and join the group.
What's up?
Whoa, cool.
That's the lounge on the Hindenburg.
Oh my gosh.
So that's what an airship lounge would look like.
It's very reminiscent of Last Crusade.
I was just going to say, Indiana Jones going to throw us out? Does it have walls that are like is it like a rectangular room or is it like a round room? For some reason was picturing like an oval shaped room,
I
don't know why.
The whole airship is like tapered. It's like it's kind of like an oval, but more flattened. Okay. It's not a true oval, a regular oval. It's more squished, it's more elongated.
Okay.
But the ends are tapered on both sides. But this room is cut off by flat walls on the front and the back, because this room doesn't reach the front or the back of the ship.
Of course, that makes more sense.
The back is more straight. The front does taper a little bit. It's closer to the front of the actual ship.
Okay.
The walls, the side walls, not the front and back walls, they do kind of curve in a little bit near the top.
Okay, cool.
They sort of arch in and then form. It's like
an archy top, not a flat top.
Yeah, it's kind of like a flattened arch. It's not a very prominent arch, but yeah.
Like a teardrop or not quite that dramatic.
Like the top of the cabin is flat. But the sides curve up to meet it. It's not angles there.
It's rounded that way, yeah.
Yeah.
So he said he went to the... What did he say?
He went to inspect the hatch, I think?
Yeah, I just wanted to look at the hatch. Basically, I'm curious if it opens.
You see, mechanism up there. For you, it's within reach. Unless the mechanism is locked in some way that's not obvious, like a padlock, you don't see anything like that on it. It looks like you could just pull a lever and it would open.
Can I stealthily try to do that?
If you roll...
I mean, I will check. Stealthily try to do that.
Well, why don't we... Is this the first roll we've had
I hope it opens to the outside and wind blows in and Bathrock gets sucked out.
Everybody, has to hold on.
Super stealthy Bathrock!
We're 80 feet off the ground going 10 miles an hour. Sucked out.
Yes! I like that we're getting sucked out in slow motion, though. Like, it's... But it's still a very powerful suckage.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know? That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. It's an intense
suckage. That's what I'm saying about all that, you know?
Slow but intense suckage. That's Pork Fried Dice's motto.
Very slow. Very slow.
Yes.
Oh, now that but we've extreme. Got our own subreddit, we have to have something.
The roll is amazing. I have to roll at disadvantage. I first rolled a natural 20. I'm like, yes. Girl. And then I rolled a 1.
A 1?
It didn't
go through. A 1. Oh, no.
Oh,
my gosh. That's crazy. A 20 and a 1.
So, yeah. This is the problem with wearing such heavy armor. we'll find out what happens. It also makes you
clang, clang.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we all hear.
Then I'll plummet like a rock upwards through the hatch.
He breaks through the floor. Oh my god, something's got to happen. He rolled a natural 1 and a natural 20. Come on, you got it. You're so good at the 20s and 1s.
I mean, basically, you're moving like It's like you're a part of the room. Like, your movement is just, like, so, like, smooth, like, just up. Like, no one even thinks to look at you. But as you grasp the lever and start to turn it, you realize that, like, the weeks in Barovia have not done your armor any favors. And as a bad paladin, you have not tended to it.
Oh, no.
And so...
He just evaluated you as a bad paladin.
Yeah,
I know. Well, my sword is really sharp, but I completely ignored my armor.
That's right. just the way that the joints in your elbow, they're meeting, it gives out this squeal as you start to turn the lever, and everybody just slowly turns and all look at you.
Does he keep doing it? He just keeps...
I don't know, that's up to him.
I'm committed. I'm committed. I'm gonna slowly turn my head to look at everyone and keep pulling it.
Do is sitting at the table across from you, like, getting cards ready. He just slowly looks up at you and is just watching this unfold.
I go, that's the man I hired to escort me to Tivoli. Proudly.
I was absolutely certain that was going to end with, that's the man who's going to be my husband.
Yeah.
That's what I was hearing, too.
Never! I will tolerate him!
No. The first discussion on our subreddit is going to be, how do we get Will and Bathwack together?
I'd settle for friends. I would love it if Will and Bathwack are... I feel like it's going to happen. Come on, right?
Friends.
They were, like, playing in Ravenloft at one point.
Yeah. Right?
You're planning to friend zone the poor guy. No. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing.
It's all or nothing.
That's what Bathwack thinks. It's all or nothing as he pulls the lever.
That's amazing.
So you open the hatch the rest of the way, squealing just incredibly, just single tone the whole time. People are just staring at you soundlessly. As you reach the end of it, it releases.
And at the end of it, can I prestidigitate the sound of a fart? So it's this really long squeaking, and then I prestidigitate the sound of a fart coming from this direction.
It's D&D.
That's what I'm doing.
This is D&D.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So it's this really long squeak,
all right.
And then when there's just enough silence for, like, just a little pause.
So...
Yes.
And then there's a loud thunk as the ladder shoots down and smashes Bathwack on the head. He's not knocked out. If you look up through the hatch, you see two barn owl faces just looking down at you, Bathwack, through the hatch.
Oh, good. How far away are they?
And you hear in your mind, what the fuck?
So wait, these are barn owls opposed to great horned?
I mean, again, they're like those, barn owl-ish were the two up top, and the captain was more great horned-ish.
Owl-ish.
I actually have that written down.
Good. Why didn't it come up in the recap? That was your whole
job.
Well,
I didn't get far. I had one job. No, I had a lot more in my notes, but then somebody wanted to read his line about the worm.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it was the other one.
And we wanted to hear about how the Maritago flows north.
Yes, it goes north. Exactly.
So, ow.
Yeah, they're staring down at you.
And, how far away are they?
You could reach the hole, and you're 6'7", 3 inches shorter than 6'10". And it looks like they're just standing on either side of the hole, just looking down at you.
Oh, and so I'm just trying to get a picture of, I mean, while I'm really just trying to get a sense of where everything is,
yeah.
And also where I can go. But I had this picture of, so is the cabin on top or bottom of the dirigible? And where are the, like...
How would it be on top?
The cabin itself is basically the vessel, and then the two spherical envelopes are on top of it. So it's suspended.
Got it.
So where's the hatch?
And so they're standing on top of it near these envelopes.
Exactly. Yeah, they're.
Got it.
If you recall, they're. Mm-hmm. I think I made this.
I do.
Yes. Before they.
Yeah.
They are.
You did.
Will recognize it as creating bonfires.
Yes.
Magically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beneath each of the envelopes.
All right. Great. Hey!
Gold star!
Hey. I'm gonna close the hatch. Wow, I'm surprised they got away. No one said anything. They don't care. They're just like, alright. Fine.
Alright, so you have to kind of awkwardly push up the ladder.
Push up the ladder.
Yeah. It catches, so it's a mechanism to kind of catch it and hold it. You can, as you're pushing it up, it seems to like go up and kind of fold to the side, so it's not like just sticking up into the sky.
All right. So I laboriously flip this thing up and figure out, fumble and try to figure out how to close the door again. Somehow pull the lever closed again.
Yep. It's less majestic, but you are squealing and squeaking as you do it. It's something about the position of your hands up above your head. It's the elbow joints or something you just neglected, and it's, yeah.
That's amazing.
All right. Great. Do I get it closed again?
Yep.
No. Who cares?
They just...
Okay, walk back over.
Can I be like nudging the guy next to, I feel like I said I was sitting by the half-elf family, but if I wasn't, that was what I was thinking of in
Great.
The meantime where we didn't play for mm-hmm. a couple weeks. So, like, can I have sat by that family and just,
sure.
like, be like, yep, I don't know that guy.
Do you say that, or you just, is that the kind of nudge you're giving? Like, what?
Yeah, like, what's this guy's deal? Yeah, I'm just nudge.
Okay.
Like, seeing if he even wants to talk or anything.
So to the you
I
assume
guess
the
dad?
Father?
Yeah.
He's like, yes, I don't know why he felt the need to do that. Do you?
He's Bathwack. That's...
Oh, so you do know him.
Yeah, I do know him.
Like, who's that guy? What a loser. Like, yeah, I don't know why I felt like doing that. Like, yeah, he's like that.
Yep. I know him too well. Yep.
And as you're talking to the father, the kid comes up and he...
Oh, no.
He taps you on the shoulder, and you turn, and his face is, like, right in your face.
Oh, God, wait, how old is he?
He's, like, 6.
Okay.
And he just, like, looks, like, right into your eyes.
Uh-oh.
And then he grins.
Uh-huh.
And he just stares at you, like, uncomfortably for, like, 2 seconds.
Hello?
And then he pulls your hair and dashes away.
What? I'm gonna look at his dad
it.
And be like, look for an explanation. I'm just looking, like...
This happens,
Rufina
the dad...
puts up her hand to high-five the kid.
Yeah, you'd like you paid him to do that.
Subtract 1 gold piece from my coffers.
He looks like he was gonna just dash off somewhere else, but he sees that and he kind of zooms over and high-fives you and runs past.
What's his name?
The dad, as this happens, he suddenly, like, his face just looks so tired.
Oh, yeah. I think this is Eric.
And
this
he, gives you, like, a rueful smile, but, like, not,
okay.
like...
Like, apologetic.
Yeah,
kind of. That's what I was
shrugs.
Wondering. That's what I was looking
yeah.
at. Like, yep.
He says, that's Ricky.
Ricky. You could say something. When he pulls people's hair, it's like an invasion of personal space. I don't want to teach you how to parent or anything. Just saying.
He, like, slowly nods and just says...
You're tired.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You seem sadder than I would have thought. Oh.
No. That's just... Yep, that's Ricky.
Oh. In my head, I'm like, one of those kinds of parents that's just like... Gonna let my kid do mean shit and then just go, well, that's the way he is.
You're like, those are the kinds of kids that sink airships.
True.
Hey, he's got a giant pin, guys.
Is he still
he's
running around
the hatch.
Sprinting, or was he doing this before? Was he being super active, or like did I somehow cause his activeness?
He was sitting with his parents before.
Oh, great! Is there something about me that made that made him wanna
suddenly he's grown a mustache?
Oh no! Don't let him be like me.
No, he ran over and is sitting in another seat, and he's just kind of sitting there, like, kicking. He can't reach the floor. He's just kind of kicking his feet. He does look a little antsy. He's not, like, so fidgety that, like, it looks like he's going to explode. But he looks a little bored, maybe.
Bored. Oh, man. What kind of items do I have?
I have a question for everybody.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've been on the ship a little while. I will say, this did not happen live, but you were told that you could, there are places in the bunk area where you could keep your things.
Yeah.
You don't have to just, like, carry all of your stuff around everywhere.
Yeah.
Where is everybody, does everybody keep all of their stuff on them? Or would anybody have put some of their things or all of their things away where they were told?
Supposed to do that?
You.
And was there a lockable area?
People didn't tell you that you had to.
Okay.
It wasn't like, give me your things, they go here, you can only have one carry-on. It wasn't like that. It was a courtesy. It was like, here is where you could keep your stuff if you want. Like, it's an amenity that was offered to you, if you will.
Well, I would still be carrying all my crap in my sack on my back. And various...
crap sack back.
Back, sack.
Yeah, and I have, the usual array of weapons on my back. Probably not very, that's probably not really how you want to ride in this airship, I suppose.
It's up to you, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, well, that's what Bethek would do for now, but I was interested in going back now that everyone's hopefully stopped looking at me.
Okay, cool.
I did go back there last time and look. Would I have seen a place that looked like a secure place to leave my stuff?
I mean, it's not like everyone has, like, a combination lock. It's just, like, a storage sort of bin kind of thing.
On a bed or whatever?
Yeah.
And you said there was a curtain on the bed, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, like, you can kind of claim a space.
Uh-huh.
So, like, there's a storage trunk.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
You don't see any way provided to lock it. I mean, if you have...
Is the trunk outside of the bed, or is it like a whole little unit where there's a trunk, a curtain on the outside?
It's like on the inside of each, like, little bunk.
Okay.
So you could... The curtain, it's not like just sitting out open. Like, it'd be in... If you were sleeping, it would be in there with you.
That's an interesting...
Well, let Will think about it. What about anybody else? So Bathwack said he, right now, still has it on him, but he's going to go check
I'm
out.
I'm wearing all my stuff. All my weapons and stuff. I'm trying to think about, like, my incense candles and stuff. I'm pretty sure I would let those...
Your scentsy stock?
Yes. That. I would,
That's a thing, right? Scentsy?
Scentsy?
Scentsy. Yeah, I think that's
isn't
a thing.
Isn't it like a MLM
I don't remember.
Kind of thing?
It's something like that, I think. Yeah.
How many MLMs is Rafina a part of?
Oh, no.
What's MLM?
A multi-level marketing like
LuLaRoe is an MLM.
Right.
Yeah.
Or
it's where you have a party and you invite your friends and you want them to buy things.
It's mostly that the people that make the money are the ones that get people to do it below them because, like, they get kickbacks for people who sign up to sell the stuff too. And that's why it's kind of like a scheme because you make
pyramid.
The most money. You can make a living if you get in super early and then get a lot of people to sell under you. But the sucky thing is, like,
it's a grabby triangle.
It's a grabby triangle. Oh my God.
Keep any of this.
Yes, I'm totally keeping that. I mean, because, like, it's true. MLMs, like, some people don't consider certain businesses to be MLMs, and there's always, like, these arguments between the people who are
in
them and then who are like, guys, that's an MLM. But yeah, it's an unfortunate, unfair thing where people are led to believe they'll make a lot of money, but most of the people that are joining it won't.
So how many is Rafina?
Exactly.
Or how many has she found?
I have my...
I have my Lularoe stock under the bed. No, I don't have much. Oh, okay, we have a child exiting the bed.
We have a child.
Quarantined area.
Oh,
no.
Oh my god!
Exiting the what, Rafiki? Abby?
Exiting the bed situation here.
Okay.
Can we resolve?
We can
this?
Take a break.
That was my phone. Sorry.
Ding.
Who's texting you, Greg? Tell us.
It's 10 o'clock. It's a reminder.
Who's reminding you, Greg?
I am.
Tell us.
Time to wake up. It's party time. Greg normally goes to sleep at 2 p.m. every day, wakes up at 10, hits the town.
It's true. Yep. I do that to keep my enemies from... I don't know. I forgot why I do it. It can mess with you going to bed at 2 and getting up at 10.
Plus dropping all that Molly.
Exactly. Molly
dropping
is heavy.
All that Molly.
Mm-hmm. Flogging Molly.
What are we talking about?
Please.
I don't know.
Talking Molly. Come on, Rafina, you know.
I'm surprised it took you this long to ask what we were talking about. Like, months ago, she'd be like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Where were we? I don't know.
You asked us where we would have our stuff.
Yeah. Everybody's had plenty of time to decide where their stuff is, though I think most people told me. By most people, two people
mine's
told me.
All over, in all the flanky packs that I have.
So, they've multiplied
and now they're flanky.
Well, I took all the pockets. I think I said I only took one pocket, but really I took all of his pockets. I was embarrassed to show them off before.
I like the idea that your lanky pack is like a tribble, like the tribbles, and they just keep
I thought I had one of these. Oh, I guess I made two,
and then they just keep appearing all over, and we're on a fucking dirigible and like just start taking over. Oh, I love it.
Listeners, someone make a fan art of
the Trouble with Dribbles.
The party being the suffocated by lanky packs as they fill up and overflow the airship. The good ship Airberry.
The good ship.
That's the best.
So since we've all been in this back room, can you re-describe it? I just can't remember.
Sure.
I won't bother going back there if we've been there already.
Sure. So... there are no windows, so it's nice and dark. There's some lamps that could be turned on or off, depending on sleeping that's going on. Why am I talking so weird right now? I don't know, because I don't know how to describe things. That's how. The walls are lined with bunks, with these, like, you know, like in like a tour bus or something like that, like curtains that you can pull across for privacy. Mm. At the foot of each one is a trunk that you've been told you can claim one to keep your things. There's also, I don't think I mentioned this before, I think I was assuming people just peeked in, but in the back of this room, there's another door.
Oh.
I think you maybe mentioned that, but honestly, I don't remember. It's been like 2.5 weeks.
Got it.
But
yeah, that's about it.
I figured out what I would do with my stuff.
Okay.
If you want to know.
I do want to know.
Do you care?
All, everybody
you
wants
asked,
to know.
You asked, but you don't care about mine.
I don't care, but I need to know.
It's all right.
Different. I will listen dispassionately. Please inform me.
All right, you butthole. Okay. So, I don't think Will would leave any of his money. Or, I mean, at least, how much... this is probably a stupid question, but like... in terms of these pieces, if I carry a bunch around, is it like I have giant sacks on me? Or like, is it like,
I think
how
we,
small
we were
are
surprised
these?
By how little it
right,
would actually
right, how light
weigh.
It is, but I don't know how it fits on. Like, I want to look semi-normal. I don't want to look like I'm
there are
jangling
no
around.
Bulges where right. there aren't supposed to
hey,
be.
I do have my hat of disguise, so I could have lots of bulges, but nobody sees them.
Yep, that's the only disguising.
Perfect.
You look the same, except you slim down your coin bulges and just a few parts of yourself.
Okay, well, I'm never going to get a realistic answer for this, but anyway, I guess what I'll do is
listen,
I'll take...
listen, you know the kind of game I run.
All right.
Fine! You bulge! You are bulging in multiple places.
Good.
And so you have to make a decision. You have to decide something based on the encumbrance of the money you're wearing.
Right.
Is that the kind of game you want to play?
No, but right. That's what I'm asking. I know it's not a, it's a difficult question, but like a platinum piece, is it like 125 quarters? Sorry, not one piece, but I'm saying I have 125 platinum because of Strahd's castle. Is that like carrying 125 quarters?
Maybe like 125 half dollars.
Okay. I don't think that really helps me. How much would a half...
But they don't have Kennedy's head on them. They have Strahd's head on them.
Because like, I'm just going to go with quarters for now.
It's true, actually. When you... If you recall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, at least any wealth that you picked up in Barovia.
Oh, wow.
They were all imprinted with Strahd's.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Visage. Visage.
That changes everything.
Dirigible. Visage.
Remind me, because my brain isn't working right now. When you do a roll of quarters, I know that you said half dollars, but when you do a roll of quarters,
$10.
It's $10. Mm-hmm. So that's 40. Okay. So it's not going to, even if it was like 40 half dollars, it's thicker, but it's not going to be that much crazier. So presumably I could at least carry the 125 platinum without looking absolutely absurd.
Yeah. I mean, the rest of you, is anybody looking at Will's pants to see if they can see any coins sticking out?
Will, do you have bulges or something? What's going on?
I've been working out.
Will just like, no! And he throws his coins out the window. No, nothing!
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.